Stark, this is dictating on Rachelle Howell. Rachelle, R-A-S-H-E-L-L-E. That's R. R as in Robert. R-A-S-H-E-L-L-E. Rachelle Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, Howell. Date of birth is 4-17-74. Date of visit is 6-13-25. Please make copy for Marie Reginald. That's M-A-R-I-E. Marie Reginald is R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. M-D. Oh, can you add one more last name? Marie Reginald Schutt Ain. Schutt is S-C-H-U-T-T. A-I-N-E. S as in Sam. S-C-H-U-T-T hyphen A-I-N-E. M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and wheezing. Next. Paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 51-year-old overweight female who has had a persistent cough for more than 2 years, has previously been treated for recurrent bronchitis, as well as pneumonia more than 3 years ago. The patient states she has had episodes of bronchitis dating back more than 15 years and has been treated with antibiotics and cough meds. But over the past year and a half, her cough has been persistent, which lasts throughout the day and sometimes at night period. The patient also experiences some wheezing and chest tightness. Denies any nausea, vomiting, or reflux. Denies fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for mixed collagen disorder, for which she has been followed at the... University of Maryland immunology department, and has been on Benlysta injections, 200 milligram weekly. Benlysta, B-E-N-L-Y-S-T-O. I'm sorry, L-Y-S-T-A. Injections, 200 milligrams per week. She had a CT chest done on 4/24/25, which showed borderline bronchial wall thickening and band-like atelectasis in the right lung base, and a 5 millimeter node in the right major fissure. No effusions, and no significant mediastinal adenopathy. Or lung infiltrates. Next. Period. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history is significant for mixed collagen disorder and history for hypertension, as well as history for hypolipidemia. She has had bilateral pneumonia in 2021. She had a hysterectomy in 22, cholecystectomy in December of 23, and left leg vein ablation in August of 2015. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and sulfur. Next, family history. mother had an MI, father also had heart disease, period. Nice habits, the patient denies smoking, denies alcohol use. She works at the ophthalmology office as a technician and a manager, period. Next. See, allergies is penicillin and sulfur. I may have mentioned that, period. Next paragraph, med list. Telmisartan 40 milligrams PO daily. Benlysta injection 200 milligrams weekly. Escitalopram 5 milligrams daily. HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily. Plaquenil 300 milligrams daily. Ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin 5 milligrams daily. Famotidine 40 milligrams daily. Zyrtec as needed. Next. System review of the patient denies fever but has some fatigue. Says no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. Says hay fever and no wheezing or cough, no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn or diarrhea. Says no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. Says leg edema, more on the left leg. She has anxiety attacks. She denies bruising or enlarged glands. She does have joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities. No memory loss. She has skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderate to obese, middle-aged white female is alert. No acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, icterus or peripheral edema. I'm sorry, icterus, but has peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 over 80, pulses 90, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 223, saturation 99. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucosa, ED matters. Next supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds at the periphery with scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, asynchronous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, 2 plus edema, left leg, 1 plus in the right leg. No calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, there were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough is reactive, airway disease. Number 2, recurrent bronchitis. Number 3, is history of hypertension. Number 4, mixed collagen vascular disorder. I'm sorry, can you change that? Mixed connective tissue disease, period. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Number 6, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient will get a CBC IgE level. And total eosinophil count. You also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. So, and she was advised to get a sleep study. The patient will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and records will be requested from University of Maryland about her treatment for autoimmune disorder. I'll make an addendum with the next visit in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Marie Reginald Schutt-Ain, Schutt-Ain, A-I-N-E, M-D. Marie Reginald Schutt-Ain, MD. Thank you.